This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. For more information and to purchase, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I hope you're all well and listening to us. You're a captive audience because many of us are on lockdown, and it's appropriate that we talk about the power of probiotics to support our immune system. We're talking to an expert, William Shore. He's co-founder and president of Essential Formulas, Inc., makers of Dr. Ahira's Probiotics, also Reg Active Formulas. You can find them at essentialformulas.com. And for people who are afraid to go to stores these days, I mean, you know, like, it's a little scary out there. People are wearing masks and, you know, they're worried about social distancing. Can these products be ordered online directly from you?
Absolutely, yes. Just go head to essentialformulas.com, and we have an online account buy button there that will allow them to get the orders ordered and shipped and processed pretty much in the same day. So anything that would come in before 7 p.m. Central Time will usually get out that very day.
Okay, great. And you're not experiencing lots of backlog, and people can get the products pretty much ASAP. Great. All right, we'll talk a little bit about, you know, we threw some terms around in part one. We know about probiotics. There's a million to choose from. But there's also prebiotics and postbiotics. So how is Dr. Ahira's different from, you know, some of the lactobacillus formulas that are available in health food stores, either in capsules or powders, or in some cases suspended in liquid form? It's kind of it's really bewildering for the consumer. There's too many options, almost.
Absolutely. I think there's a little bit of a misconception for the consumer that the industry has done in trying to explain it, and so everyone's playing a little bit of a catch-up. But what's unique with Dr. Ahira is that, you know, he believed that the strength of these probiotic formulas really come from the same concept of traditional fermented foods, which were a part of almost every major culture's diet for you know, hundreds if not thousands of years to the local area that they lived. And in that fermented food, you would ferment, you know, multiple different components to it, whether it's plant crops or vegetable sources and sea sources, if it's some types of seaweeds in there with it. And so Dr. Ahira had isolated and collected a harvest of different plant crops naturally, and used natural temperature fermentation with 12 grass strains, generally recognized as safe strains of bacteria, to do long-term fermentation in order to develop the postbiotic matrix, these metabolites that are synthesized by the bacteria as they eat and digest all of this fiber-rich foods that support their overall functioning and health. In understanding, Dr. Ahira explained to me the first time I had the opportunity to meet him in 2001 that his bacteria were inconsequential in the finished product, that their role is during that fermentation, and it's to produce that biogenic mass, which again we call postbiotics, to provide all of the natural nutritive dense material into the digestive system and support the body's own innate bacteria to grow and proliferate.
Mm-hmm. So these would include like immunoglobulin things and, you know, certain polyphenol compounds, just a kind of a chicken soup of beneficial substances that are the byproducts of bacterial fermentation.
Absolutely, yeah. Short-chain fatty acids and bacteriosin.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. And rich nutrients, vitamins and minerals, amino acids, all of these things, enzymes, bacterial enzymes that are providing all of that dense material to support the nutritive profile that's needed for the gut health. And so that's really where the strength and efficacy of Dr. O'Hara's comes into play. And of course, it takes 3 years to produce that to reach the predetermined level that they're looking for all of those postbiotics. We have two versions of his formula, the original formula and the professional formula. And of course, it was the professional formula that we launched in 2000 with yourself and with many of the other practitioners at that very show.
Yeah, that's what's available on FullScript, by the way, for our listeners. It's got the professional formula there.
Exactly.
Which is generally only available. It's not so much sold in retail stores, right?
Correct.
A couple of real, very high-end retail stores may have obtained it, but mostly that's dispensed by professionals, right?
Yes, that's correct. It was marketed to the professionals, the healthcare professionals, in all modalities, whether they're an MD by training or a certified clinical nutritionist, a doctor of oriental medicine, whichever. And so those that understood the need for having that rich construct of the additional postbiotics to support their patients who have either a gastrointestinal disorder or some form of autoimmune challenge and would need that additional amount. So that's really where the benefit came. Mm-hmm. So yes, FullScript is a great place to go and get Dr. O'Hara's professional formula.
Indeed. Just as an aside, since we're all so obsessed these days about coronavirus, many of my podcasts have really focused entirely on coronavirus. So excuse the departure from, your single-minded focus, on the president, the governors, the mayors, everybody's, we're at home, so we're glued to the TV set. But in talking about probiotics and gastrointestinal health, it is germane to coronavirus, I believe, because it's recently been revealed that there are gastrointestinal manifestations of coronavirus, that many patients with coronavirus report GI problems. They have diarrhea. They have nausea. It afflicts all body parts because you have muscle aches and pains and, headaches and eye problems. But there really does seem to be a GI connection. And so I think it's ultra important that people eat well, that they don't consume a lot of sugar, they don't consume a lot of alcohol, they don't consume a lot of synthetic junk and artificial sweeteners and emulsifiers and chemicals. Those are the fundamentals. Have beneficial fiber, but also support your gastrointestinal healing capacity by taking Dr. O'Hara's or something, at the very least, some fermented food that's going to put good stuff back in there.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, it's critical to the overall health and maintaining and the support of that. And by doing so, God forbid if you're under treatment for the virus and the disease right now, by doing so, it will help to increase the absorption of any of the medicines or the pharmaceuticals or any other component that the physician may have you on, to able to have your body assimilate that benefit more readily.
And counteract the adverse effects of the antibiotics, because frankly, one of the protocols that is so highly discussed, even the president has latched onto this, is the hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak, azithromycin combo. And, both of those are potent antimicrobials. In particular, azithromycin is an antibiotic. So, there may be a downside to the GI balance in taking those things in an effort to eradicate the virus. So it really behooves us to stockpile some sort of replacement for restoring GI balance.
Absolutely. And if I may, it was even you yourself back in 2002 who had stated and shared some advice and information based on your knowledge and practice that I stole, frankly,
in our marketing
efforts, where you had stated that, you know, because of antibiotic-associated diarrhea that can occur on these prescriptions, on these pharmaceuticals, it is so critical to then support and improve the quality of life of dealing with that. So please use a broad spectrum probiotic, you know, at a very minimum, a 2-hour difference from taking the antibiotic and then the probiotic to help minimize or mitigate the overall effects of those conditions.
Okay, here's a little bit of a challenge, because, you know, when you go to the health food store, you know, you see all these products and there's like a real numbers game. It's like this one has, you know, a billion CFUs. That refers to colony forming units. If you go back to, you know, high school biology, you know, you may have grown something on a Petri dish, and a colony forming unit is each little dot on the Petri dish. And so your products don't have any claim. I mean, that suggests that, well, are they any good? You know, that's there's a body count kind of thing going on there.
That's a very good question. We do on Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, we do have colony forming units, and it's tested regularly, both by the manufacturer and then by us in third party testing to confirm. But it is not in the billions. Dr. O'Hara again said that the probiotic bacteria weren't so critical in the finished product as their role is in the fermentation.
So it's quality, not quantity. In other words, it really is.
Absolutely, yeah. And what they produce. And so he also believed that, you know, there's a natural part of the body's process when anything is being introduced into it. It says, is this of self naturally occurring or not of self, an invading organism? And so a virus like we're dealing with in COVID-19, the COVID-19 being the disease that comes from it, or a bacterium introduction. Any of that stuff that comes into the body in high levels, in high concentration, will actually elicit a hyperimmune system response.
Yes.
And instead of the body trying to attack it and wipe it out, in a healthy way, like a virus would be if it's introduced to us when we get the flu, the body says, okay, we're gonna turn up our thermostat and get a fever going to be able to wipe that out. So if you're introducing, you know, billions upon billions of beneficial bacteria that the body says, this is not of self, it's not natural, it doesn't, you know, replicate like that in our body, then we're going to attack it, and it'll trigger certain killer cells to go and battle that.
And you risk collateral damage. You get a hyperimmune response, which actually may be part of why people are dying in ICUs, because there's a point at which immune stimulation turns into a destructive process in this COVID-19, in this infection.
Absolutely. And even, you know, we've been learning through the last 5 to 10 years of a condition called SIBO, small intestinal bowel overgrowth.
Yes, too many.
You know,
too many
personally, it's a question of too much coming in and not getting where it needs to be, and therefore not really being assimilated by the body correctly. And of course, this overgrowth occurs and it's causing harm. And so you're introducing something that might be harming your system, even though, you know, it's supposed to have a positive effect, and it's just a question of, you know, how the body will naturally react to it.
So more is not necessarily better in this.
That's correct. That's Dr. O'Hara's philosophy. Now, with our RegActive formula, if you do look at it, you're going to see that the product has several billion of that particular strain in there, but it's still substantially lower than the 30 billion, the 50 billion, the 150 billion that you're seeing in the marketplace. And I think those particular strains in those products have their role. They have a benefit, and obviously are documented, and we see that. I just think it's a question of how it's introduced and how the body's responding to it, and are you getting the maximum benefit from it over a longer period of time. One thing that I think is very critical for your listeners to know is that all of these strains, all of the ones that are being marketed, that are in Dr. O'Hara's, that are in RegActive, that are in, you know, all of the other products, are not native strains to your own body. And therefore, colonization, this concept of colonization, really is subjective. What you see is a type of adhesion process.
This is a good point.
And that's really something.
I think what you're bringing up is that there's some naysayers who are saying, hey, look, here we've done some studies. People take probiotics and then we colonize their stool, or we even go up there with an endoscope and we can't find them. So they go, hence, they're useless. They don't do
exactly
anything, right. So that's been like a kind of a devil's advocate argument against the use of probiotics. Like, you take them and we can't find them, so they must not be doing anything.
Which is again not necessarily their particular role. Their role is to go in and help digest the plant material or the food material that you consume, and then synthesize postbiotics. But of course, if they're not the right ones for the body, if they're not there cohabitatively working, then no, you don't necessarily see the benefits. Now, there are some benefits in having bacteria go in and work to eliminate lingering putrefactive fecal matter that's built up in the microvilli of the colon and eliminate that and flush it out, which is good because it's no longer emitting toxins that suppress the immune system receptor cell sites. So that's a positive. But that's a short term, which is why most people feel pretty good after a few weeks or a few months of being on it. But then that 6 month to a year down the line, they've been taking it and they're like, well, I'm still experiencing all this other distress and I don't understand why. SIBO might be occurring. Other things can be developing in that sense because, of course, it's not a colonization taking place.
Right. But I think there's also the theory that these bacteria may communicate with other bacteria and orchestrate a beneficial response, much as an orchestra conductor conducts an orchestra. You know, there's only one conductor, and, you know, if you really look from afar, you can barely see the conductor, but the conductor is actually having a huge impact on the symphonic sound that's emerging from the orchestra, which represent the other flora in the intestinal tract by analogy. So, yeah, okay. Are there any other points that you'd like to make? Because I'm just looking at my list of questions here. I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah. Kids. Can kids take this? I mean, is this gentle enough for kids, or is this like
absolutely? Yeah. From day one, Dr. O'Hara's has always been used with children, infants, toddlers even. Mm-hmm. If a toddler can chew up a jelly bean, they can take Dr. Mm-hmm. O'Hara's. It's about the same size. Not that I'm wanting to get in with a brand of Jelly Bellies, but it's about the same size as that. If you have an infant and the baby is having some challenges and stuff, you can actually cut the tip off of the end of the capsule and squeeze the contents out, which is kind of like a thick paste or a pudding. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just use a spoon and put it into their mouth and the baby will take it. And even though that it's starting in the oral cavity, you'll still have a large portion of it deliver into the intestines and the digestive system, and the baby will benefit that way. But the oral cavity is a very important place because of the exposure of the different bacteria that we have from the foods that we eat or anything that we consume, and just maintaining a good overall oral cavity health.
And what's the dosage that's generally recommended for prevention? But also, can you ramp it up if you say you're having gastrointestinal upset? You know, you're
absolutely. I mean, this is a fermented food, a concentrated fermented food. So there's no toxic reaction by consuming too much of the product. The traditional dosage
maybe toxic to your pocketbook. I mean, if you're
that
form of toxicity. I mean, there's a limit, right?
Which is why we work often with our retail partners and our practitioners to have show specials and deals and promotions to help get the cost down as we can.
Indeed.
Even during this time, we've extended a month-long show special from our inability to exhibit at Natural Products Expo West, which was canceled.
Oh yeah,
at the first of the month,
right?
Which I had been out there for. I had traveled out there, and
you probably were up for some awards and ceremonies there, right? Because your 20th anniversary.
I sure was hoping to. I don't think we were quite up for it, but I was hoping. But we were there exhibiting, and I was preparing the booth when we were notified that the show was being postponed and then eventually canceled. And as a precaution, I had taken a healthy amount of Dr. O'Hara's with me, along with Sovereign Silver, and I had used the silver product to nebulize that evening, a little portable nebulizer just for breathing in and dealing with any possible exposure that way, and of course taking the Dr. O'Hara's to strengthen and support the immune system. Again, two capsules a day is a healthy maintenance dosage. And, you know, if you are experiencing gastric distress at any time, you can take, you know, 2 to 4 to even up to 10 capsules a day, depending on what your physiological response and the quality of life is. If you want to flush it out and eliminate it, yeah, certainly 5 capsules once and 5 capsules again in the day for the first time will help to flush that out immediately and get it out of you and put you back on the recovery process of dealing with a Montezuma's Revenge sort of scenario.
Indeed. All right, well, let's give our listeners the heads up. Website, centralformulas.com, and there you'll find what kind of information?
You'll find where to buy button right away or purchase online for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics or for RegActive formulas, of which we have 4. We have the RegActive detox and liver support, the RegActive immune and vitality, the RegActive cardio wellness, and the new essential ME3, which is a concentrated form of the ME3 entirely.
Just alone, without any accoutrements?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Right. Which is a good idea, I think, because sometimes people are just saying, okay, I got my own immune arsenal. I just want the ME3 alone.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers nationwide, should you choose to be brave enough to sally forth into the external environment, which in some cases will get you arrested. No, probably not arrested, but you know, get disapproval looks from local officials if you're out there. Great stuff. You got your presence on Facebook. Dr. Heroes Probiotics is on Facebook, so check them out there as well. And you participate on Twitter. What's your handle on Twitter?
I believe it's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics on Twitter. We try to get posts out on that often.
Didn't it used to be at Take Guts?
Yes, I think guts. It was. I think that may be the other one that is the more active. It's the at It Takes Guts. And I'm proud to say that my sister, Marty Shore, who has been a partner with Michael and I from day one and really keeps the office running and responsible for our day-to-day activity, is much more efficient at it than I am.
So she's the social media poster there, right?
Absolutely. She's a social media darling there, and she's really a godsend. She keeps us in business.
Yeah, I always try to hit her up with something that's relevant to GI health when I find it. Okay, great stuff. You know, congratulations on 20 years. I think you will survive and surmount this current crisis.
Thank you so much.
You're a small business, and God bless you for keeping us healthy and for staying on the job, making sure that folks can get their orders.
Absolutely, and we appreciate your friendship and your support of us all of these 20 years. You do great work, and we're very grateful to have access to someone like yourself, you know, and just keep getting out and scuba diving when you can. I'm envious. I used to do it myself and haven't in a number of years and would love to try. But, of course, this global challenge right now will make it very limited.
Well, this too will pass, and maybe I'll give you an RSVP on a future dive venture. That would be awesome.
That would be fun. That would be a real enjoyable honor. Thank you.
Okay. That's William Shore, co-founder and president of Essential Formulas, Inc., makers of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Stay well. And this is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.